5, please.
From Corporation Counsel requesting authorization to amend Section 201.24 sub 8.2 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances as it pertains to the Milwaukee Deputy Sheriff's Association Representatives' membership on the Pension Board. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Mr. Grady or Mr. Cady? Mr. Grady?
Mr. Chairman, excuse me. The background for this item is that when the county negotiated the collective bargaining agreement with the Deputy Sheriff's Association for 2009 through 2012 and ratified it last fall in November, I believe, one of the provisions of that agreement...
Mr. Kerr, would you still like to speak on...
I was just going to bring up what Mr. Grady brought up about the pension board not being.
Okay. And if you want to be here on July 19th, you be the first one. And thank you for accepting my apologies for the line.
That's fine, sir.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Grady.
All right. Your prerogative. Your prerogative. Included in that collective bargaining agreement with the Deputy Sheriff's Association was a provision that said that the Deputy Sheriff's Association should be allowed to add a member to the pension board as a trustee, as a member of the board, as soon as reasonably practicable, I think was the language. And so we have now brought to you the ordinance amendment necessary to do that. The ordinance amendment does a couple of things. First of all, let me back up. The pension board currently is comprised of three members appointed by the county executive, two members appointed by the county board chair, again, subject to confirmation in both cases, one retiree elected from among the retirees, and three employees elected from among the active employees. That totals nine members. This would be, as drafted in front of you, a tenth member, so it would result in formerly five appointed members, four employee members, now five and five. This ordinance amendment adds that fifth member to the pension board. My understanding from the negotiations between the Deputy Sheriff's Association and the county that the intention was that the Deputy Sheriff's Association Executive Board would be able to select this member from among their active members, and so that's written in the ordinance. It will not be an election, it will be a selection by their board. But it has to be an active deputy sheriff, not a retired or, you know, a former deputy sheriff, an active deputy sheriff. One of the things I put in here on my own initiative was that if we're going to have a deputy sheriff representative, then it seemed to make sense to me that the deputy sheriffs would not then be allowed to vote in the elections for the other employee slots. And so this ordinance amendment precludes them from voting in the other employee elections. It also puts the same term limitations, the same other qualifications on them that are on all pension board members. So that's what is before you. The county has an obligation to enact this because they put it in the collective bargaining agreement. The Pension Study Commission's call, however, or duty is a little bit different. The Pension Study Commission's duty under the ordinance is to recommend to the county board whether they think this is a appropriate idea, a good idea for the system. And so you can agree and say this is a good idea for the system. You could disagree and say it's not. You could say we don't mind having a deputy sheriff, but we think there's some other things that should be done with respect to the membership on the pension board. You might feel that you want to preserve the balance that is there now, and say we would recommend having another appointed member added in addition to the deputy sheriff member added. Or you might say, you know, nowadays we've got 8,000 retirees and 4,000 employees. Maybe we should have more retirees than active employees on the pension board. You could do that. I mean, there's the sky is the limit in terms of what you want to do as policy. But you do have to make a recommendation on whether you think this proposal is an appropriate proposal for the pension board. Or excuse me, for the pension board on behalf of the county.
Attorney Grady, I appreciate all the other recommendations, but I think that the commission, even though it's made up of a number of supervisors, I think that we need to go with your recommendation. I'm just trying to make sure that we stay focused because we don't want to start changing the Pandora box as something that we feel that is not necessary, I think the commission needs to move on a closed session and work that out. I don't think that we can change and add that. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And given what Mr. Grady said, if there are to be further changes, they would occur later. I move approval of the resolution.
We have a motion to approve this resolution. We also have a second by Mr. Cohen. Any other questions about this issue? Oh, Mr. Grady, I have one question. Oh, Supervisor Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have looked over this resolution fairly extensively, and personally, I feel comfortable with the terms contained in it. So, okay. Expressing support. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Do they have to be confirmed by the county board?
No. Not as it's written, no. Just like employees who are elected are not confirmed by the county board.
Oh, okay. All right. Any other questions? If not, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on item number 5.
Johnson.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Cohen.
Aye.
Mr. Chia.
Aye.
4 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Madam Clerk, is there any other items in front of us?
No, there is not.
So there's no other items. This means adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.